Hello and welcome to Opposing View, fueled by Gatorade. I'm Tori Petri, and every week on this segment, we talk to a reporter who covers the opposing team. And this week, of course, that is the Green Bay Packers. So we are welcoming in Mike Spofford from the Packers once again, recurring guest this year. Welcome back, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tori.
Of course. Well, it's good to chat with you again. This Week 17 game has been played between the Lions and the Packers several times in the past couple of years. A lot of times it's had playoff implications or been for all the marbles in the North, but not the case for either of these teams this year. What's kind of the word around the Packers of how they're treating this game?
Well, obviously the Packers just looking to finish the season on a positive note, much like the Lions are. The Packers' playoff hopes dashed a couple of weeks ago when Aaron Rodgers comes back from the broken collarbone. Packers needing to win their last three games at that point to have a shot at the playoffs to get to 10-6. The close loss in Carolina kind of dashed everything, and with Aaron Rodgers being on the edge as to whether he was fully healthy, the collarbone was definitely not totally healed, but they felt it was worth the risk to put him out there to try to keep the season alive. When that didn't happen, they shut him down, put him back on injured reserve. So now it's backup quarterback Brett Hundley trying to finish on a winning note.
Obviously, the loss of Aaron Rodgers was a huge impact to the Packers season. But besides that, what can you really diagnose as the issues as to why the Packers are not in the playoff conversation this year?
Well, some things with the defense really, Torrey, just didn't come around for Green Bay. In fact, that game, the Lions beat the Packers on Monday Night Football here at Lambeau Field back in early November. You know, Matthew Stafford really carved up this Green Bay defense, and that was an unfortunate setback for Green Bay. I think the Packers were coming off their bye week at that time. They were expecting to, get a lot of guys healthy, which they did, and things come together. And then it really didn't with the Lions posting that big victory for them. And then the Packers have also continued to deal with some other injuries and a lot of shuffling of personnel. There just hasn't been the continuity on the defensive side that Green Bay is looking for, and a lot of it has to do with just players being in and out of the lineup, in and out of practice. It's not a group that has been able to practice together and play together every single week, and so the results have not been what they've hoped for.
Like you said, Hundley leading that team at Ford Field on Sunday. What has gone well for him and when that team has been led by him?
He's had some very strong fourth quarters. When you look at what he did in Chicago to get a victory there, he made a couple of really big throws on some key scoring drives in the fourth quarter. In Pittsburgh, a Sunday night game where a lot of people really didn't give the Packers a chance going up against the Steelers on the road in prime time, Brett Hundley drove the Packers down the field in the fourth quarter for a tying touchdown late in the fourth quarter. The Packers almost end up getting that game to overtime but lose on a last-second field goal. And then late game drives to win overtime contests against Tampa Bay and Cleveland in back-to-back weeks. Brett Hundley has been a pretty good late game quarterback in giving the Packers a chance. And those two overtime victories were what prompted Aaron Rodgers to come back and try to keep it going and keep the playoff hopes alive. So that being said, this last week against Minnesota, obviously the NFC North champs and one of the top defenses in the league, Packers got shut out, just a lot of drop passes, a lot of missed opportunities where Brett Hundley didn't really build on some of the things that he had done before. And he wants to get back to, some of the more of those crunch time moments that he came through earlier.
Sure. Well, we are looking forward to Sunday. Definitely a different vibe for that one than in years past. Thank you, Mike, for your insight.
All right. You bet. Thanks for having me.
That's Mike Spofford from the Packers for DetroitLions.com. I'm Tori Petri.